So, you know where I went the other weekend?
I wouldn't even guess. I'm
Don't even
scared.
venture to guess.
Yeah.
Well, it was a late night for me. I'm just going to come right out with it. And I was out and about in New York City,
Okay.
and I went with some friends to this very famous place called Fleuron. It is apparently an institution in New York City, and it is closing down after 23 years. I was with friends who go there a lot and said, "Oh,
Why are you so afraid? You've
it's an
just been so
institution."
consistently afraid to
What?
say what time it is.
Okay, fine. It
All
was
times.
5:30 in the
Oh my
morning.
God! I didn't expect 5:30 in the morning. That is,
You're so crazy.
I'd have put that in my
Anyway,
back pocket and never talk about it again. Oh my
let's
God.
hurry and stop talking about my what I do in the weekends.
5:30?
BPP video producer Zeynep Barakat did a whole story on the closing of Florent, right? Am I saying this right? Am I trying to be
Yeah,
too
Florent.
hoity-toity by saying it Florent? Do people
You're
just call it
sounding
Florent?
like the new Meatpacking District folks when you say it that way.
Oh, interesting. They're probably not the good people in this story. So, what is up? Did you go visit? You went and paid a visit to Florent.
Yeah, I spent last week at Florent, and basically they're forced to close down because the rent is going up too high. Their landlord is raising the monthly rent from $6,000 to $30,000. Florent
Holy
Morellet, the owner,
cow.
Proposed that the rent that he will pay $18,000, but the landlord didn't accept that. And it's really a sign of what's going on in the whole neighborhood. I mean, the Meatpacking District, when Florent first opened in 1985, was nothing. It was butchers and cow carcasses hanging. And someone told me it smelled like blood in the streets. I mean, it was just terrible.
Ah, the
But
good old days,
the good old days.
yeah.
And so Florent opened this diner, and a diner that already existed, but he made it a scene. He made it a hip place to go and made a destination location. And now, 23 years later, I went to the Meatpacking District on Sunday, and I was walking around, and I still see old signs that show that it was the Meatpacking District, or that is the Meatpacking District. I saw a sign that said Lambs Unlimited, and underneath it, there are people sitting there eating brunch at white tablecloths, and there was a DJ, with a half his headphones on and DJing some nightclub music, and it was the middle of the afternoon on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's hip.
It's very hip, and there are the fanciest boutiques and so now
it's a little more upscale.
It's upscale.
And the rent is really expensive. And now they're holding these weekly parties. They're going through the five stages of grief, I understand, right?
They are. Florent is actually HIV positive and has been out as an HIV positive man since the 80s. And so he's very familiar with these stages of grief, and he's holding these weekly parties to help people get to where he is with this, which is acceptance. He's actually okay with this change.
Okay. So I want to talk about a character that you met, right? Darinka?
Yeah, let me tell you about Darinka. Now, before I met Darinka Chase, who's the hostess at Florent and has been there for 22 years, everyone kept telling me, "You've got to meet Darinka. She's the woman with a beehive hairdo." Everyone
Okay.
kept describing me a beehive hairdo. So she has this huge. So I met her. She has this huge beehive hairdo. It's about a foot above her head. It looks like she, took this huge hairdo and just placed it on her head every morning. And so she tells me that she's only gotten nervous once around a celebrity, and that was recently. And so she tells me that story now.
I came to work a few months back, and Amy Winehouse was the one on the tables. And I'm not a big actor, celebrity person, I think it's great that they come. But in New York, you see people like that a lot. But, I adore her, so that was sweet. But all I did was say, hi. I couldn't even say, I like your hair. And I love your music.
Yeah, she doesn't get nervous around celebrities, and that's why celebrities keep coming back. Calvin Klein, Michael Stipe,
Madonna,
Madonna.
All kinds of famous people. And the food, I have to say, is really good.
Is
The place
awesome.
is closing down after 23 years in business. Go check out Zeynep Barakat's video on Florent on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, Zeyna.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up next on the show, food around the world is not cheap. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization is holding a crisis summit in Rome. We're going to get an update on that. This is the BPP from NPR News.